Hello and welcome to our next Monkey Gaming podcast. This time we are featuring an accessible game book called Choice of Kung Fu. This game has been developed by Choice of Games LLC. Now I'm saying here that I'm going to do a podcast on a game called Choice of Kung Fu, but it's more really going to be on drawing attention to game books and the two different gaming developers who are currently, I feel, paving the way to accessible game books for visually impaired people. One I have just mentioned, which are Choice of Games LLC, and the other is a company called Hosted Games LLC. Just before I start, I'm just going to say as well, don't confuse game books with text adventure games. They're not like text adventure games at all, because with text adventure games you have to type and you have to go in different directions, things like that. With game books, all you're doing with any game is navigating your way through a story, and at certain points throughout the story you are making different choices. You're presented with multiple choices and you have to select one before continuing on. Whatever choice you make will impact on maybe future decisions, or it might impact on the way the story goes, so you have the choices to take certain paths. It's all up to you. You are controlling the way the story is played out by making a series of choices. To explain it, I will open up Choice of Kung Fu. Right at the very start, you are presented with a kind of introduction and a series of choices. I'm going to let the game do the talking now. I'll just say before I start that all Choice of Games LLC and all of Hosted Games LLC offerings are compatible with voiceover. They are all fully accessible with voiceover. I'm in Choice of Kung Fu, and let's go from the very top. So at the top,
stats button.
That's where you can review the progress of your hero throughout the game.
Kung Fu heading.
That's just to tell me I'm in Choice of Kung Fu.
Share button.
If you double tap on the share button, you can begin a new game, or you can contact the developers or look for more games, etc. We're not going to bother with that. We'll just go right in now to the main story.
Look out. The noise of battle is distracting, and it takes you almost too long to realize that the warning was shouted to you. An outlaw wearing a blue turban is charging toward you, his long spear leveled at your heart. What will you do?
So already you've been faced with a dilemma. You are under attack from an outlaw, as it just says, and what you've now got is you've got maybe five or six different choices that you can work through using voiceover gestures. All I'm using to work through the game is the one finger flick right and left gesture to move forward and backwards through the story and choices, and I'm also using the double tap shortly to select my choice. Let's go through the different choices that's available to you, because you are at the moment under attack.
Stand firm, blocking the spear away at the last moment and slashing twin tiger claws across his face. Radio button, ticked, one of one.
Sound sore, and that at the moment is ticked, but if I want to change that, I can flip to the right. Let's go to the next choice.
Pounce toward him at the last moment, springing like a leopard, and bring an elbow down on his head. Radio button, unticked. One of one.
So again, it's brilliant, isn't it? Because it's telling you there it's not ticked, so it's fully compatible. It's giving you all the information you ever need. So let's go to the right again, to the next choice.
Dart off to the side, balancing on one leg like a crane before delivering a swift kick to his knee. Radio button, unticked. One of one.
Next one.
Weave hypnotically in my stance, and when he strikes, I am no longer there. I launch a series of quick, snake-like strikes to the pressure points in his exposed ribcage. Radio button, unticked. One of one.
I like the sound of that one, so I'm going to double tap that to select it.
Ticked.
And brilliantly, again, it tells me that I've ticked that. There are other choices in there, but I'm just trying to keep this podcast short, so I'm just going to go down to the next button.
Next button.
And double tap. And then back
stats
up to the top.
Button.
Now that I've selected that, we're on to the next part of the story. So let's go to the right, past all these buttons at the top.
Kung Fu. Share. He stumbles when his attack falters, and he clutches one arm to his injured side. He looks suddenly exhausted, courtesy of the disruption in his chi that your knowledge of the mystical snake technique allowed. With your opponent deterred, but not out of the fight, How do you follow up your attack?
So again, you've got a list of choices.
Use a palm heel strike under the chin to drive his head backwards, tearing down with a tiger claw on his face as he falls. Radio button. Ticked. One of one.
And the next one.
Drive into him with a series of fast leopard punches down the center of his body until he falls to the ground. Radio button. Unticked. One of one.
So I'm just going to stop there. Hopefully that gives an idea of the way the game works. All through that game book choice of Kung Fu, you have different options and, you know, you forge, like all game books, and whether it's by choice of games or hosted games, LLC, you can forge alliances, romances, you can betray people. They're really in-depth gaming experiences, actually, playing these game books. I play a lot of choice of games and hosted games. They've got different varieties of games as well. That one is a martial arts one. Also in there, you have things like you've got thrillers, you've got horrors, you've got science fiction, space adventures, romance. I think there are a couple of gangster ones. They're really enthralling and really immersive gaming experiences, and there's something there for everyone. And there are other developers out there who do game books, but I think hosted games and choice of games are the two main gaming developers that are setting the benchmark, I suppose you could say, in terms of game books which are accessible to visually impaired people. And there's more offerings on the way. There's a new one that's just been released, I think, by Choice of Games called, I think it's Champion of the Gods, which seems quite intriguing as well, which I might be downloading shortly. In terms of price, I can't really tell you too much because the price varies. Some of the games by Choice of Games and Hosted Games are free. Some you have to pay for, but you know, you're not talking an obscene amount of money. I think the maximum I've paid is £3. Again, not bursting the bank, and they are well worth the money. They are really in-depth novels. You know, they're not just a few chapters. They go on and on and on through different scenarios. A lot of work seems to go in, you know, to each game developed by these companies. Again, just I'm going to end the podcast here. If you want to search for any of Choice of Games or Hosted Games, just go through the App Store and you will find a whole library, I suppose, of games by each developer. You'll be there for ages looking through all the different options, and just select the ones that you think will be entertaining. That's what I did. Thanks very much again for listening, and we'll see you again soon for another Monkey Gaming podcast.